It's Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. You know, when it comes to worldview, over the last several years, much has been said about critiquing the role of men and exactly what is a man. But we've seen very recently that we live in a day and age now when the higher ups are too afraid to define what a man really is or what a woman is. And because of this, Christians must rush into the void and provide right definitions of manhood and womanhood. And that's what we're going to do over the next couple of weeks of Worldview Wednesday. You know, I love the military. I love its discipline, its ability to train men to overcome complex tasks with simplicity and efficiency. And I especially love their codes of conduct, which essentially become their battle cries. What I love most, however, is to see military people outside of their ranks and their uniforms still living by a military-type code that brings structure and purpose to their lives. You can see it in their dress. You can hear it in their talk. You know them, and you respect them, or at least you should. You know, the American military is not the first to understand the value of a code or a war cry. War cries date way back. The Maori people of New Zealand perform war cries called hakas that are especially stirring, and the All Blacks rugby team performs a haka before each match. You know, these types of war cries are performed at funerals and also at weddings, and they give structure and meaning and purpose to these people's lives. Christian men, we need to rediscover and carry the code given to us by our Creator. We need to carry this code with full-throated allegiance. We need to refer to it every day so that we are reminded of who we are and our purpose as men. We need to carry it for the world to see and observe, especially for our young boys who tag along behind us. After all, it is the most important code you will ever be given. So what is that code? Well, the Bible sets it out for us in the first book, the book of Genesis, and it looks something like this, that we have a king to follow, a work to accomplish, a family to lead, and an enemy to fight. We'll be talking about those in the weeks to come, so I hope that you will join us. But today, when you pray, please pray for Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Mixteco LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Mexico.